My friends, as we consider, as we continue our poorhouse picnic journey from high atop Mount Ridgefield, we are in the Smoky Mountains of Brasstown, North Carolina. We promised you that we were going to be bringing you the most exciting chefs, the coolest chefs, and the chefs that have the mostest, basically sucking up to the guys that are here. But anyway, we found one of the, I guess you would call him the young studs of culinary, that is really making a name for himself. And he is Chef Adam Hayes, the executive chef at the Red Stag and the fabulous Grand Bohemian Restaurant. Chef Hayes, you are one of the people that is a huge supporter of Brasstown beef, and that's because you demand excellence in what you're serving your customers.
That's right.
It's one of those things that when they come in, they know that when they get beef from your restaurant, you're looking for quality, consistency, so when they pay a little bit more, they don't go, I got ripped off.
Yeah, and that's, you know, the whole thing with going local, it's, you know, it's not that hard to do, but it's hard to find some really good quality stuff, and that's where, you know, Steve comes in with his Brasstown beef, and, you know, the dry aging process, the wet aging process, is hands down a quality beef product. And, you know, I put it up against a lot of things. We serve certified Angus beef as well, and it's fantastic. I've used it for a long time, but this stuff
blows it out.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, and if you're talking about local beef and you're trying to promote it that way, that's great. But this stuff, people eat it like, holy shit. I don't know. Can I say that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the FCC is. Listen, if they let me stay on the air, Chef, they let me stay on the air, they'll take just about anything.
Damn, that's good. I'll give you a PG.
All right, now, Chef, we're here in your kitchen. Now, this is not your typical kitchen. You're high atop a Smoky Mountain. We don't know what the name of the mountain is, but it's a pasture high atop the Smoky Mountains. Have you ever cooked under this rustic a condition before?
I have. It's funny, when I met my wife, we were doing the concert thing, you know, and you're cooking over charcoal and camping out and listening to music and drinking beer. So I'm kind of used to doing this, so it's a lot of fun. And today, you know, putting the pit over the coals and standing over that, it's old time sake right there.
Well, what's really nice is when you have the typical concert weather where you're up to your ankles in mud, which makes the whole thing better, and you're trying to cook, and you've got a lot of foodies and a lot of people you're trying to impress. So here we are. We're getting ready to start. Now, Chef, you're getting ready to prepare your recipe for today. What are you doing here?
All right. Well, you see I've got the I'm using the culotte because I really like that cut of meat. It's really tender. It's got a lot of flavor. It's got some good fat cap on it as well, so it holds up, keeps the moisture. And you can look at it over here. I got it all rubbed down. I got my super secret spice. But what we did is we made a horseradish salt and a malt salt. And basically mix malt vinegar with the salt, mix horseradish with salt, and put it in the dehydrator and got all the moisture out of it. So I took that, some black pepper, some fresh thyme, and we made a nice little rub. And you can see them all rubbed down over here. They're going to be
delicious. They're beautiful. I'm telling you, man, this is awesome. Now, I saw you smiling when you were rubbing the meat. Is that because the meat's really good quality, or you just enjoy rubbing good meat?
Well, it kind of looked like buttocks, so I don't mind rubbing them. you want to make sure that marinade gets in there, you know. You make sure that penetrates the meat nicely. I had a good time with that.
How long has the marinade process been going on, Chef?
The warm sun, the salt on it. It's been here for about 20, 25 minutes, so we're getting ready to cook them up.
Now, is this a case where, explain what the culotte is, actually, the piece of cut that it is, and is it one of the cases where the longer you let the rub sit on, the better it gets, or is it, doesn't really make much difference?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. It's a sirloin cut, so, I mean, it's got some tremendous flavor there, so it doesn't really matter. I mean, I throw this thing on the grill at home and just grill it up with just salt and pepper on it. It's fantastic. So we're just trying to add another layer of flavor there as well.
Okay, so now we're getting ready to take it over to the grilling area here, and we got the metal pans going, and we got everything working here.
Yeah, it's hot over here.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what it is, and I'm beginning to lose a pound or two. And to keep this Adonis-like physique, Chef, it's difficult. But we are, of course, talking with Executive Chef Adam Hayes of Red Stag from the Grand Bohemian Restaurant. He is one of the four highlighted chefs here at the Poorhouse. Now, it's kind of ridiculous to call this the Poorhouse Picnic because we're sitting here with food stacked upon food.
Yeah, and it's great. It's like great wine and, you know, all kinds of food coming around. It's fantastic.
You know, Asheville has really come onto the culinary scene hugely, especially in the last 5 years. Wine, food, beer, yep. Distilleries. I mean, Asheville used to be known just as the town that the Biltmore built. Right. But now the culinary and everything else, it's exploding. In fact, I happen to know one of the greatest bartenders in Asheville. Now, Chef's holding his glass up here, you know, because he likes to cook with wine. And
keeps my blood thin, and that helps with the heat exhaustion.
You look like the, if for those of you who are wondering what he looks like, go to our website. You'll see a picture of him. He looks like the Marlboro Man. And his wife looks like a model off of Victoria's Secret. So between the two of them, they've got it going on. Now we've got the meat; it's all rubbed down, and we've already moved it over to the pit. Now you're going to put it on. How long are we going to cook it?
Oh, this thing takes a while, believe it or not, because with the culotte, what's going to do is going to shrink in. You can see it now; it's just shrinking right on in. So it's going to swell up on the inside. So you got to really watch it. And if you watch how I'm cooking this thing, you got to move it.
I noticed so that you've been going back and forth.
You got to keep moving it; otherwise, it's going to cook really hard on the outside, and cooks really hard on the outside, and it'll start to overcook there. And then I got to flip it around a little bit, you know, make sure we're moving around to get it on the fire. But the coals over here, these burning hot coals that are about to burn my face off, these coals over here will do a lot for it. So really, you want to sear it really good on the outside, get that fat cap going, flip it over one time, let it sit for about, I don't know, 8 minutes, and then kind of move it indirect. You see, I got my coals over here, and I got my hard fire over here.
And I was going to ask you
about
that.
That way it can slow cook and cook towards the inside without just really quick burn on the outside.
Oh, my friends, I wish you could see this. This is amazing. What's really nice is to see a skinny chef sweat. This is a beautiful thing because most of the time they say never trust a skinny chef. Well, let me tell you something. Executive Chef Adam Hayes from the Red Stag at the Fabulous Grand Bohemian, you want to see. This dispels all theories. You know, there's some theories. First of all, never trust a skinny chef.
I've heard that one.
All fat people hate warm weather. Not true. I love it. Okay. And, you know, these are just myths that we dispel here each and every week on Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. Today we are live from the beautiful Ridgefield Farms in Brasstown, North Carolina. You ought to come up here. You can buy from their company store. You can buy the fabulous Brasstown beef, incredible pork. Well, we're celebrating Chef Adam Hayes. Now, tell us a little bit about your restaurant because I'm going to be coming up to Asheville very soon.
Yeah, it's we kind of had this European hunting lodge theme going, but it's really, I mean, antler heads and we got a caribou head on the wall. I mean, it's a rustic hunting lodge. So if you want some good meat, good steak, elk, whatever, come in, check us out. We got it all.
Now, what are your hours and how could people, do you take reservations?
We're a hotel, so we're open 365, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Reservations are definitely recommended if you want to get in there, especially on the busier nights. And everybody in the world likes to eat at 7 or 7:30, so come in a little earlier, a little later, you still get an awesome meal.
Well, now let me ask you, Chef Baloo told us we were on his A-list. Do you keep a list of priorities for your guests?
Well, yeah, we have our regulars who come in, and I do my dog and pony show for that. Go out and talk to them, cook something different. With the hotel, we've always got banquets going on too, so we always have stuff laying around we can do special things with.
And so could you say that Chef and a Fat Man has made the A-list now?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Come
on in. Just say, hey, I'm out here. You hook me up something. I don't have a problem doing that.
Well, no, it's not the hookup so much as getting a seat because I know the Red Stag is very popular, and it's hard to get a seat there sometimes, and I like to eat right around 6:30, 7:30. So, now at least we could say, for certain we can say that the Red Stag is just part of the culinary and mixology explosion that's going on in Asheville.
Yeah, it really is. We got some great bartenders doing some new things, and we're getting a little crazy with it too. So we're going to try some new stuff in the fall and see where we go.
I'll tell you, it's exciting. The name of the restaurant is the Red Stag. It's in the Grand Bohemian. My friends, we are here high atop Mount Ridgefield in the beautiful patch of the pasture that has been converted into an eatery. It's amazing what Steve and his son Witt have done. The Whitmires combined have created an incredible culinary experience. We're going to continue eating our way through this incredible poorhouse picnic. Chef Adam Hayes, thank you so much, man. This was great. Thank you for letting us come grill side with you, having this fun time, watching a skinny chef sweat, and more importantly, there was Biltmore wine to keep you going, and that thrills me to no end.
Yeah, that's right. Are you going to finish this off for me?
Yes, it is. That's it, Chef. There you go. Go back to sweat and just keep it off of my piece, all right? Anyway, it's all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life. Today, it is Brasstown, North Carolina. It is Ridgefield Farms. It is the home of Brasstown beef. We're taking it to the streets of Brasstown, North Carolina, and Witt's getting ready to announce another course.